Anyante mama buddhayaha brahmabhava majananto. Talked about those who surrender to him in 7.15. Those who gradually come to the level of surrendering to him in 7.15 to 19. 7.20 to 23 has talked about those who surrender not to him, to the devatas. And now he talks about another case of someone who surrenders but to something other than him. Is the impersonal manifestation. Talks about that here. Apannam. They think that I was impersonal before. Avyaktam. Vyaktimapannam. I became personal now. Ante mama buddhayaha manyante. To think like this are abuddhayaha. Abuddhayaha. Ajananto. They do not know. Bhava, motion, bhava can also mean nature. In this case, it means nature. They do not know my supreme nature. Mavyayam anuttamam. Imperishable, avyaya, and anuttama. I am beyond existence. I am transcendental. To worship the devatas are alpamedasa. But he is much stronger in reproaching those who go towards the impersonal Brahman because they say they are, he says they are abuddhayaha, lacking in intelligence. Krishna uses word buddhi many times in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad buddhayas tadatmanas. Chapter 17th verse, he says, tad buddhayas. Fixing the buddhi on them. And here it is abuddhayaha. Who have no intelligence. See, the difference is just a decrease of intelligence. It's almost like an absence of intelligence. That is the strength of this word, abuddhayaha. Manyante. Those who think like this, mom, what do they think about me? Krishna says that I was unmanifest before and now I have become manifest. They do not know parambhavam ajananto. So, parambhavam. They do not know my transcendental nature. Those who think that Krishna was impersonal before and now become personal, their conception is that not Krishna who is transcendental, it is the unborn within Krishna, the all-pervading absolute impersonal, which has temporarily taken a personal form. So it is that impersonal absolute that is to be, that is our objective. So Krishna says, no, te param bhavam ajananto mama, they do not know my param bhava and mama, what is my nature? What exactly do you mean by my supreme nature? Krishna clarifies. Avyaya anuttama. So the word avyaya indicates that those who think that Krishna was impersonal before and has now become personal, they don't understand that actually Krishna is himself the all-pervading absolute. And he is avyaya. He is imperishable. So if he is avyaya, that means there was never a time when he was not there. So it is not that he was impersonal and became personal. No, he was always a personal God. Mama avyayam anuttamam. And therefore our conception is formless absolute. When it comes in contact with matter, it undergoes various transformations. The Brahman in contact with ignorance manifests as matter, as Prakriti. Brahman in contact with Rajas manifests as the Jiva. And Brahman in contact with Ishwar, Brahman in contact with Sattva manifests as Ishwara. So God is nothing but a manifestation of the Absolute in contact with and therefore contaminated by the impersonal, by material matter, material nature. Krishna is saying no, transcendental. He's unambiguously demonstrating here, asserting here, supreme position. From impersonalists, try to deal with this verse's implications. Actually, the implications are devastating. Clearly calling them abuddhayaha. So they try to do away with these implications by saying that avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mam buddhaya. They try to argue. They try to, in Sanskrit, we don't have commas. That kind of punctuation we don't have. But they try to place a, to try to understand what they, how they try to misinterpret it. Avyaktam. They put a comma after that. Although I am unmanifest, vyaktimapannam manyante mama buddhayaha. People think that I am manifest. And those who think like this are unintelligent. So they try to reverse the meaning of this verse. And the problem with this interpretation is that Krishna has in this very verse stated that those who surrender to him, mam prapadyate, 7.14, they will go beyond maya. So he's not saying that they have to surrender to something beyond him. Actually, in this very chapter, if we see the consistent theme is that those who should know him, mattah parataram na anyat kinchit asti bhanjaya, there is no truth higher than me. You have to surrender to me to go beyond maya. That was 7.14. And then 7.19 said that those who surrender to him, they are jnanavan. They are mahatma. Oh, naam janmana mante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudevas. sarvamiti samatma sudurlabha. Krishna is unambiguously clear here. It is he who is the ultimate goal. And further, if you see at the end of this chapter, last verse, 7.30, he will state, sadhi bhutadi daivam mam sadhi yagyam cha ye viduhu. Prayana kale pichamam te vidur yukta cheta saham. Sadhi bhutadi daivam mam. That is saying, those who understand him to be the adhibhuta, those who understand him to be the adhidaiva, those who understand him to be the adhiyagya, those people, at the time of death, if they remember like this, te pi anti param gatim, they will attain the supreme destination. What Krishna is saying is that supreme destination can't be attained unless someone can actually come close to him, someone can actually become devoted to him, understanding him to the highest reality. So the consistent message of the Bhagavad Gita is that it is Krishna who is transcendental. It is Krishna who is beyond nature. The idea that Krishna is so clearly referring to himself, so avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante, try to say that I am unmanifest, people worship me in my manifest form. It's a complete, it's not only semantically indefensible, but it is also contextually indefensible. Meaning of that particular verse, it doesn't make sense, and further, in terms of the context of the whole chapter, also it doesn't make sense. Now, he's referring to the philosophy of impersonalism. Philosophy holds the highest reality is impersonal. Now, impersonalism has two broad divisions. There is Brahmavad and there is Mayavad. And in this verse 7.24, as well as in 9.11 and 12, Krishna talks about Mayavad 3, 4, 5. He talks about Mayavad, he reproaches in very strong terms. He's called saying that Abuddhayaha. In 9.11-12, he'll talk about them as Moodha. Abhajan intima Moodha Manushim Tanumashritam. Those who think that I have descended in human form, they are Moodha. And then he says, Mogha Sham Mogha Karmano Mogha Jnana Vicheta Saha Rakshasima Surin Chaiva Prakritim Mohinim Shritaha. 12, he says that all their endeavors for successful meet with failure. Mogha sham mogha karmano, that their desires, whatever aspirations they have, maybe their desires, aspirations for liberation. Mogha jnana, their cultivation of knowledge. Mogha karmano, their performance of pious work, all of it will prove in vain because they have turned away from Krishna. Rakshasim asurim chaiva, very strong condemnation. He says that they are demoniac natures. Prakritim Mohinim Shritaha. They take shelter of the Mohini Prakriti, of the deluding nature. That soon Krishna will contrast that Mohini Prakriti with Daivi Prakriti in the next verse. Mahatmanastuma Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashritaha. Vajantyananya Manasokyatva Bhutadima Uvayam. That he will say, Mahatmanastuma Partha. Indeed, they are Mahatmas. Who are Mahatmas? Understanding his supreme position. Even Prakriti Mashrita, they take shelter of his divine nature. Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, they worship him. Ananya Manaso, not being distracted to anything else, meaning that they don't get distracted even to the impersonal manifestation. Yatva Bhutadima Vayam, understanding that he is the source of all living beings and he is imperishable. So, similar adjectives here as he has used earlier. In 7.24 he says Mama Avyam Anuttamam, and there he says Bhutadim Avyam. So Avyaya is a common adjective, and Bhutadi, the source of all living beings. In fact, the word Bhuta can also be referred to, can also say me refer to existence. So Bhutadi will refer to the source of all existence. So it is he who is the source of all existence. He is also the source of the impersonal Brahman, and thus it is he who is the highest reality. So here Krishna concludes overview of different kinds of people based on their disposition towards him. So at the lowest extreme are those who defy him, the uppermost extreme, at the peak, and a nadir is the lowest bottom mind. So at the nadir are those who defy him, at the peak are those who devote themselves to him. Those who move forward to devote themselves to him also are there in that direction. And in between are the demigod worshippers first, and then their Alpamedasa, and below them are the impersonalists who are Abuddhaya. In the future verses, Krishna will make some general observations about very important, not general not in the sense of unimportant or commonplace, general in the sense of overall, after this specific typographic division, taxonomic devotion, classification, Krishna will how souls are illusion and how they can come out of illusion.